Agenda setting conversations of the day.
Good morning. Well, elected yesterday after quite a lot of drama in the Ekurhuleni Council. The new mayor of Ekurhuleni from the African Independence Congress, Sibongile Ngodwana, winning the election by 129 votes to 75. The former mayor, Tanya Campbell, losing that confidence vote. So I'm presuming then that the votes for the new mayor in Ekurhuleni came from the ANC and the EFF, obviously the AIC and several other parties. Well, I said at the beginning of the show that Mdu and Stanza were working on tracking down the new mayor, and he's agreed to speak to you. Mr. Mayor, Sibongile Ngodwana, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning to the viewers.
What's going to be your first priority in office?
Thank you for the question, friend. But my first priority to the office now that I'm facing with is to compose the mayoral candidate within the next few days so that we can just hit the ground running. Yes, of course, we are continuing with the service delivery, just not yet doing it, didn't stop. We are working at the ground, but it will also assist more if we get the mayoral committee ready.
I'm presuming it was the ANC and the EFF votes that got you into this position, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
But I mean, that's right. It was the EFF and the ANC that got you the numbers to be elected.
Yes, yes. I was elected because I was backed by the different political parties in council, of which it includes the ANC, EFF, and the minority parties, which is about how many, I think minority parties, about 11 parties, if I'm not mistaken.
So now you have to, as you say, you have to appoint a mayoral committee, the members of the mayoral committee who will do, you know, be in charge of things. Are you going to decide who's in your mayoral committee, or will it be the ANC and the EFF as the bigger parties in Ekurhuleni?
No. Listen, I said we are about different political parties there, not only ANC and EFF, but what we'll do, starting from today, we'll sit down, as I have said yesterday, consult with all the relevant stakeholders, and also so that we can see who are those capable people that will take the city forward. So it's just a matter of consultation with all different political parties and leadership so that in due course we can elect that mayoral committee.
The ANC and the EFF got you here. I suppose they could, you know, if they wanted to, they could possibly remove you at any time because they're not from your party. So, Mr. Mayor, let me put the question like this. Do you think it's going to be easy for you to lead in Ekurhuleni? Or do you think you're going to find yourself having to make deals all the time? It's going to be quite complicated. You're not the only person in this position. There's Tepelo Ahmad in Joburg. But we all know. The only reason this is happening is because the ANC and the EFF won't elect each other as mayor. So do you think it's going to be quite difficult for you?
Not really. There will be no difficulties because before we can form the part of government that we have shown the residents of the government yesterday, we sat down, we discussed, and we agreed that we are all going to put our differences aside. The residents of Ekurhuleni will be the ones that will be our priorities. Our priority is to accelerate service delivery to the residents, nothing else.
So
it's all about bringing stability within the metro and make sure that our core mandate is getting implemented, because there's only one thing that was being voted for by the residents, is to bring service delivery to the community. So with all the decisions that we are going to change, yes, we must consult, sit down, agree, then we implement.
So you can make a promise to the people of Ekurhuleni that water services, electricity, refuse removal, sanitation, all of that, those services will improve?
Definitely, they will improve, because remember, even now, those are our priorities, although we're going to go into details and list them. But we know now the challenge, like in our townships within the city of Ekurhuleni. The waste removal, it's going to be collected continuously, and all the little dumping that are around here will clean our townships. The electricity will make sure that as this executive and this administration, we will make sure that we also fight the petty theft thing, so that we can minimize the issue of electricity power outages. So I assure the residents of Ekurhuleni that this government is for them. This people's government will put the interest of the people first. As I said yesterday, the Batu Pili principle will work on it. We are not going to just look over it.
Mr. Mayor.
Because the residents are coming first.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for agreeing to talk to us. Thank you for your time this morning. I know you must have so many meetings. I doubt you got much sleep last night. So I really do appreciate the time. The new mayor of Ekurhuleni from the AIC, Sivile Ngudwana.